In case you ever wondered what a snoring bear sounds like, yes, this is it. So how did a sow and three cubs come to be sleeping in the Fortress of the Bear at 11:30 a.m. on a Tuesday morning? Well, here's what happened. The fortress is usually a place for bears who will no longer live in the wild. Last night, four very wild bears decided to come and visit, more or less.
Well, they came in on their own. They've been in the area, and we baited them in.
That's Les Kinnear, director of the Fortress of the Bear.
Put some food in the habitat, rigged the gate to close and latch on its own, and it worked to a degree. And came out at about 10 o'clock last night, and all four of the bears were in the habitat. We were delighted to see that all three of the cubs were still here. We had worried a little bit that one of them may have been the one that was killed at Thimbleberry last week, but as you can see, they're all still here.
It's very important that the bears be collared and tagged so that they can be monitored in the future. Tracking these bears can help scientists and wildlife personnel better understand Sitka's bear population as a whole.
Learning more about them, get more information, where they travel, where they feed, what parts of the day they spend in different areas, and how we impact them in their feeding zones. So this is all information that we need to know to be able to live better in their backyard and they in ours.
Fortress volunteer Debbie Terry says the bears had been hanging around the fortress for a while before they were baited in.
They kind of watch from the mountain. They come down at night. They scale over somewhere over the barbed wire and just kind of come around and scout around, see if they can find any leftover food. And they actually have found a way into the shed that has hay, and they may have slept there overnight, so they've been really smart about finding resources for themselves.
They spent the night in the fortress and seemed pretty comfortable when I arrived. They occasionally looked and smelled up at the people on the observation decks, but didn't seem too concerned.
I think the bears right now are actually looking fairly calm. They don't seem agitated. They seem to be, actually this is where they're laying right now, is where they slept over the night, so they're pretty comfortable, and they've been here several nights, so I think they've kind of walked around before trying to see a way out, and they haven't found one yet. So I think right now they're just kind of making time and being comfortable until they can get out.
Meanwhile, in the other enclosure, the fortress's two resident brown bears splash playfully in their pond. But unlike those two, this bear family is not here to stay.
Last summer, Phil Mooney from Fish and Game had wanted to radio collar several bears because we've got a lot of bears around town. They come in for the berries, they come in for whatever they can find, and while they're waiting for the fish to show up in the streams. So apparently he got four collars to put on sow bears here in town to try and keep track of them. And the options are to trap or to dart or snare, and we had this opportunity where we thought we could probably capture a whole family here. They've been down in the area for quite some time, several weeks, pushed down out of the Thimbleberry area by all of the traffic up there. So last night we gave it a try and managed to get all four of them here in our second habitat. So this morning Phil's going to come in. We're going to try and dart them, put a radio collar on the sow, put ear tags on the cubs, and kick them back out.
In a nice way, of course. Collaring and tagging these bears is not an easy process. They'll be shot with tranquilizers, and then in the few hours they're unconscious, blood samples, hair samples, and even a tooth will be taken for study. Now to the enclosure. The bears might have been comfortable before, but as soon as the sow sees the gun over the enclosure wall, she gets very agitated. She stands up on her hind legs, she chuffs, and then she charges, allowing for a clear shot, which hits her in the hip. She runs and stumbles and runs and stumbles for over 5 minutes. Suddenly, we hear a growling, whining noise coming from the enclosure.
It's surgical quality tranquilization, anesthesia, so she'll be down. And she's just, it's just catching up with her now. And so she's groggy on her feet, but in just a minute or two, she'll be completely immobilized and unconscious.
Now they'll try to tranquilize the cubs. I follow Les Kinnear down and into the enclosure. Biologist Phil Mooney is right behind. Les Kinnear and I head over to the sow while Mooney approaches the cubs. He shoots them with a tranquilizer gun. One of them runs over to see what we're doing before the drugs take full effect. And this is where we come to the snoring. The sow is laying on her stomach with all four legs out to her sides, and she's snoring up a storm. While she's peacefully out of it, the biologist will take samples and put the radio collar on before the drugs wear off. And that's how bears are collared and tagged in the not-so-wild. The bears will recuperate at the fortress and be allowed and encouraged to leave this evening, back into the real wild. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.